This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange needs privacy and time to recover after more than 5 years in a high-security London prison, his wife Stella said on Wednesday.
Julian wanted me to sincerely thank everyone. He wanted to be here. But you have to understand what he's been through. He needs time. He needs to recuperate. And this is a process.
Assange returned home to Australia to start life as a free man Wednesday after admitting he revealed U.S. defense secrets. The announcement of the plea deal came 2 weeks before Assange was scheduled to appear in court in Britain to appeal against a ruling that approved his extradition to the United States. Washington had accused Assange under the 1917 Espionage Act. Kenyan protesters vowed on Wednesday to keep up their demonstrations against new tax hikes, a day after violent clashes left at least 23 people dead and scores wounded. Ruto on Wednesday declined to sign a highly contentious finance bill that has sparked nationwide deadly protests and has sent it back to Parliament for amendments, the Star newspaper reported. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Kenyans woke up to the acrid smell of tear gas still lingering in the capital, a day after protesters stormed Parliament amid violent demonstrations over a controversial tax plan, during which at least six people had been killed. As Wednesday began, there were no reports of violence. Police and soldiers patrolled the streets as city workers began cleaning up debris. Parliament, the City Hall and the Supreme Court were cordoned off with crime scene tape. Kenya has been rocked by massive protests for over a week in opposition to the proposed finance bill that would impose new taxes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich went on trial behind closed doors in a Russian court Wednesday, accused of spying. Reuters' Sean Hogan reports.
Prosecutors allege Gershkovich gathered secret information on the orders of the CIA, specifically about a company that manufactures tanks for Russia's war in Ukraine. The closed trial could last several months. If convicted, he faces a sentence of up to 20 years. Gershkovich, his newspaper, The Wall Street Journal, and the US government all reject the allegations. They say he was just doing his job as a reporter accredited by Russia's foreign ministry. President Vladimir Putin has said Russia is open to the idea of a prisoner exchange involving Gershkovich and that contacts with the United States have taken place, but they must remain secret.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. United States Homeland Security says border arrests have fallen more than 40% since President Joe Biden's halt to asylum processing. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Under a proclamation that took effect June 5th, asylum processing is suspended when daily arrests are below 2,500. Anyone who requests asylum is still screened by a U.S. asylum officer. But the screening is at a higher standard than normally used. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is expected to visit Tucson, Arizona today, the busiest corridor for illegal crossings during much of the last year. Donna Warder, Washington.
As the far right continue to make strides in elections around the world, Loan Boebert, a controversial MAGA representative from Colorado, has won her Republican primary. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A victory for the far-right flank of the House GOP as Representative Lauren Boebert wins her Republican primary in Colorado, beating four other candidates after switching districts following a video of her vaping and groping a date in a theater.
America will rise again, and I'm so excited that you all are here to be a part of it with me.
Boebert took the stage in a signed MAGA hat, but in a defeat for Trump, the candidate he endorsed for Colorado's 5th District, State GOP Chairman Dave Williams, lost his primary to political consultant and talk show host Jeff Crank. I'm Julie Walker.
China firmly opposes the European Union's inclusion of some Chinese firms in a 14th package of sanctions on Russia, its commerce ministry said on Wednesday. The move has a negative impact on China-EU economic and trade relations, the ministry said, adding it urges the bloc to unconditionally stop sanctioning Chinese firms. Paramilitaries from Sudan's Rapid Support Forces have advanced on the southeastern trading hub of Sennar. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.